Rochester Girls Basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester Girls Basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester Girls Basketball is also brought to you by Fulton County Solid Waste District, Woodlawn Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, First Federal Savings Bank. Now let's go courtside for Rochester Girls Basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
You like your water clean.
Thank you very much,
right?
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Northwestern High School, Kokomo, Indiana, as we get ready for a non-conference action game here tonight with the 2-0 Northwestern Tigers and the 1-1 Rochester Lady Zebras. The Northwestern Tigers have defeated Twin Lakes 61-34. They played last night at West Lafayette, defeated them 61-47. The Rochester Zebras 1-1 with an overtime thriller last Thursday night, 79-73, to open up their season at North Judson. And then a tough loss at home, 57-53 to the Canton Comets on Saturday night. Randy Wynn, Justin Bye, glad you could join us here tonight. Justin, the Lady Zebras really got a tough battle this week. As you'll hear it when I talk to Coach Brian Jennings, that this is a tough week. You've got defending semi-state champs and runner-up, I guess, 4A Northwestern. And then on Saturday, you've got 3A state champions Northwood. So a tough week for the Zebras.
Yeah, and, Northwestern lost probably two of the greatest girls basketball players to ever walk through this high school in Layden and Bostic, but there's still a Layden on the floor in the 6'1 sophomore McKenna Layden. So just because Northwestern isn't ranked, they're already 2-0. If you look at their schedule, probably will be 19-1 if they play every game going in. Would not shock me if they're undefeated for the season. They don't have a very tough schedule. Lady Zebras came out, played a beautiful ball game on Thursday night, and then did a 180 on Saturday night against the Casting Comets. So it's going to be interesting to see what team we get tonight, because Northwestern is very long, very athletic, and even though they're not ranked, they're defending runner-up. It's going to be an interesting test for the girls.
Rochester Zebras again coming in 1-1. Northwestern Tigers 2-0. Well, you know, and it's kind of a weird situation as well. And you don't really have a JV game to get comfortable with the gymnasium, to get acquainted with the gymnasium. At the varsity only start, obviously that's why we're on early tonight. Typically, we're still about halfway through the JV game, but you know, it's big. You get off the bus. They've done a little stretching out here on the floor, but now it's warm-up time, and you're going to play.
Yeah, usually, you know, they get their little shoot-around in, and they'll go sit down. They'll watch the JV game, and then it's, you know, then they'll go back in the locker room, do their pregame stuff, and come out here and go. Not going to be like that tonight. This is almost kind of like what you would see in a sectional or regional type of ball game, where you're going to get off the bus, you're going to stretch, you're going to warm up, and then you're going to play.
Yeah. We'll see how the Lady Zebras can react to that. We'll talk more about the pregame show when we come back. When we come back, we'll have that interview with the head coach, Brian Jennings. The coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. We'll be back with more of that on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
We wanted to show thanks to our wonderful customers, so we decided to be in the giving mood and extend our purchase special through November for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans that are disclosed in the month of November. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of our mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
To the pregame show now alongside Lazy Red Coach Brian Jennings. Well, this is a state championship week, I guess you could say, is a couple state defenders here.
Yeah, it's, you know, you can go ahead and call it like a championship week. We travel on the road tonight to the 4A state runner-up from last year. You know, they got several girls back, but they did graduate a lot, but these girls still practiced against the 4A state champion or state runner-up. And then we hit the road again on Saturday against the 3A state champion from last year in Northwood. So we really got our work cut out, but, you know, when you play tough teams on your schedule, you're going to get better.
Well, you know, you definitely saw it last week with a very good Northwest or North Judson team, number 6 in 2A. You played well, but then you come home on Saturday and really didn't get the output you wanted.
You know, it just goes to show you have to be focused every day. And it's Indiana high school basketball. Anybody can beat anybody on a given night. You know, we've pulled out all the sayings. You know, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And we see the things that we did wrong. We did a lot of things wrong. It wasn't necessarily from an X's and O's. It was from a teammate. And when you're struggling in a game like that, teammates got to pick other teammates up. And we had a long meeting about it on Monday night. And I think we have the issues resolved. We had a good practice on Tuesday night. And hopefully we're ready to go tonight.
You know, and here's the thing. These kids, you know, that's the hardest part. These kids are young kids. They're 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. And, you know, they want to do their best. It's not like they went out there and just really threw the game and decided they weren't going to play well. It's just sometimes when things are down, it's tough to get them up.
Yeah. I mean, we were giving effort. It just wasn't the most intelligent effort at time. We weren't doing the smart things that we needed to do on the floor. You know, we constantly put them on the foul line and fouled when we didn't need to foul, resulting in them shooting, you know, 32 free throws. And then we didn't take the easy pass. We tried to make the fancy pass or the harder pass versus reversing the offense, which converted into 30-some turnovers. And we didn't have anybody really step up and take control of that game saying, hey, let's do the things we need to do to get this taken care of. So hopefully we got that correction.
One of the biggest things, and you made mentioned there, the passes. And Thursday you saw sharp, crisp bounce passes. Saturday night they were trying to throw it over the top. Caston was a little taller, a little lengthier in the with the arms, and those passes weren't going over the top.
No, that's the easy way out. And, you know, that's when you're a defensive team, that's the passes you want the offense to throw, and we went right into their hands. And then, you know, on the defensive end, we just kind of relied on somebody else to pick it up. So, you know, it's we're a team for a reason. You can't do things by yourself, and I think we learned that lesson on Saturday.
How important, obviously, you know, you got Emily Hughes back, but then on Saturday you missed Kennedy Jackson. How important is that little extra effort that she brought? Would bring?
Yeah, you know, it brings that, you know, universal player. She can play a wing, she can play a post, you know, and she brings some energy. So whenever, and you know, it puts us down a little bit in depth. But, you know, Emily Hughes, I think she was a little nervous on Saturday and didn't quite get her feet under her yet. So, you know, it's still a work in progress. And, you know, I don't want to make excuses, but this is really a young team. We played, you know, one senior a lot of minutes and the rest were juniors and sophomores. So even though we're experienced, we're still going to go through that youth growing pains, and we're going to chalk that one up to just a growing pain.
Tonight, the Northwestern Wildcats, and what else do you say? You've already said it. You know, the defending state 4A semi-state champs, runner-ups, I should say. What do you do tonight? I mean, Kathy Layton and her squad, she is, you know, she's got lots of state champions under her belt, and there's a reason.
Yeah. They execute. They don't beat themselves. So if we're coming off a casting game where we're basically saying we beat ourselves, we're going to learn a real lesson from Northwestern here, because that's one thing they don't do. They execute their offense. They reverse the ball. They take the easy pass. They play good, solid team defense. They're not going to foul. You know, it's one of those things. It's one of those lessons where it's going to be a good example for our kids of where we want to be. So it's one that we're going to have to really execute and do the right things to beat a very disciplined basketball team.
You know, like you said, you know, with Kathy Layton, she's got some history behind her. She's, you know, won three back-to-back, or was it four? Three or four back-to-back at
two 3A state championships, and then they bumped up to 4A and were runner-up.
And so, you know, she's got the talent. She works these kids. How do you get some of these younger kids, though, to understand that what you want to do, that you've got to slow down, you've got to make that pass, you've got to take that extra time?
Yeah, you know, and that's what we worked on in practice tonight. We made things, made them reverse the ball multiple times and see if they get easier shots, and they started to recognize. You know, we played some film for them of Judson and Caston on Monday, and they recognized bounce passes work and a little over-the-top things work. Sometimes it's just a matter of the proof is really in the pudding, and they got to see it to believe it. Sometimes we can tell them things, and they just, you know, don't necessarily believe it until they actually see themselves making the mistakes. So, you know, and it's one of those things where we can use our opponents as examples for us too. And hopefully, you know, this experience of playing Northwestern will do that for us.
You know, you kind of have the same, you can kind of have the same mentality coming into this game today.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
At Shepherd Chevy Buick, the month of November is all about giving thanks, and we couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to offer you up to $8,000 off MSRP on all remaining 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500s, up to $6,250 off 2020 Chevy Equinox, and up to $7,300 off on Silverado 2500s. And for all of our Buick fans, get up to $9,250 off Buick Enclaves, $6,750 off Buick Envision, and up to $5,500 off on the all-new Buick GX. Hey Moose, let's be real for a second. Winter is getting ready to be here and put a beating on your car, so why not let our ASE certified technicians get your car ready for cold temperatures with a coolant flush and fill for $239.95 or an oil change with tire rotation for $49.95, up to 6 quarts, gas only Moose, sorry diesels. So remember, you can go anywhere and get a deal, but you won't always be treated like family. And that's what we do here at Shepherd Chevy Buick. We will always treat you like family.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC. Making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Local radio is high school basketball, on Giant FM.
Sorry about that. Technical difficulties there. You know, internet and fun things happen. You know, as more people get in here into the gym. Good crowd here tonight on hand for the Rochester Zebras. Obviously traveling down and come down to Kokomo and watch the Lady Zebras take on Northwestern Tigers. You heard Coach Jennings there. I mean, that's all it is. They've challenged the kids. You know, play like you did Thursday night. The teamwork that was there Thursday night, and you will be successful.
Yeah, great, great teams. And I thought about this after we watched Saturday night's ball game, and then you go and watch a Notre Dame and Clemson football game. Great teams play every game. It doesn't matter who you put in front of them. You can put a undefeated team. You can put a team that hasn't won a ball game. They're going to play the same. And the outcome's usually going to be the same when you do that. That's where the Zebras have to – that's their next step, is to play consistently to where it doesn't matter who's on the floor, whether it be Northwestern or Caston or anybody else, and you play the same and the outcome should be the same.
We are just moments away here from the tip-off here tonight. Again, Zebras will be the road team here as we get ready to go here. The Zebras still on the floor for a little warm-up. The Tigers are getting ready to come out for the final three-minute warm-up here on the clock. Justin, this is a tough week for the Zebras. You know, Saturday we turn around and travel to Napanee to take on a very talented Northwood. Yes, they graduated a bunch of seniors. They've got a new coach, too, but... like Coach Jennings said, those kids have also practiced against the state championship players.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You know, the coach stays the same. You know, it was like that. You know, Coach talked about that after the North Judson game about consistency at the top. We had so many years at Rochester with I feel is going to be a surefire Hall of Famer and Tony Stasiak. We had a transition year, and now Coach Jennings is there, and he's building the program. Same thing with tonight, Coach Layden. She's a five-time state champion, at three at Tri-Central, two here at Northwestern. Northwood's the same way. Now, the one thing I did see that we do may have a little bit of advantage come Saturday, Northwood's first game is us. We're going to have three games under our belt. And one game against the 4A powerhouse. So, you know, it is a challenging week, but this is what you build towards. You don't want to take easy games. You don't want to pay, because 20-0 and being 21 after the first game of the sectional doesn't get you where you need to go.
Well, you know, you heard Coach Jennings talk about the competition that they faced over at the Twin Lakes tournament. That's going to be there again this year. You know, I mean, those are things that you got to face. You need to play those 3-4A schools that will bring you back to this level that you're expected to play and be able to compete.
And we're going to see that here in the next week. We don't play another 2A school until the week of Thanksgiving. And then, like you said, during Christmas, we got a couple of the tournaments that we're going to play some pretty big schools and some good competition. And it's good for the kids. It's good to compete. Even if you lose, if you can compete with them, come tournament time, we're going to get the result that we got last year, and that's the sectional championship.
An interesting note with Northwestern coming up also this week, they have Tippecanoe Valley.
Yeah, they get two TRC and the two rivals back-to-back.
Yeah, so. It'll be an interesting game coming up there with Tippecanoe Valley and Northwestern as well. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us tonight here on Giant FM and RTC TV4. We appreciate you watching and listening to us here as obviously limited seating here at Northwestern High School. And That's going to be the same situation on a Saturday when we travel to Northwood. They are limiting the players to, what is it, four tickets, I believe I saw, per student athlete. So those numbers will be down, but we will be there Saturday afternoon as the Zebras will travel to Napanee. The JV game is a 12 o'clock start. That'll be a 1:30 JV contest. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the tip for you right here from Northwestern High School. Giant FM, 92.1 WROI and RTC TV4.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag, Steel, and Simplicity dealer, with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store parking lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks parking lot, Save-A-Lot parking lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern parking lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the recycling center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello. This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Northwestern High School as we get ready. Time now for the starting lineup. They're being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. Well, they've done something different here at Northwestern High School. They really mess with us. They put their starting lineup on the QR code, and then we have to download it to our phone. So that kind of makes it difficult to check all these names. But, hey, we've got it. I think we're ready to go. Starting lineups for Northwestern will be number 10, Ashley Newell. She's a 5'7 sophomore. Number 11, a 6'1 sophomore, McKenna Layden. And the other guard will be number 12, Ellie Boyer, a 5'6 senior. In the forward spots will be a number 20, Leah Carter. She's 6' and a junior. And the other one will be number 23, a 5'7 sophomore, in Bailey Henry. Justin, you've got the Rochester Zebras starting lineup.
Starting at one guard, number one, Cammie Burkett, a 5'8 junior. At the other guard, a 5'3 sophomore, Emma Howdeshell. At one forward, a 5'10 junior, number 5, Alexis Thomas. At the other forward, number 32, a 5'10, yeah, a 5'10 senior, Caitlin Rogers. Their PA system is loud. And at the last forward, number 34, 5'8 sophomore, number 34, Kennedy Jackson.
Again, the starting lineup is being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach here on a Giant FM. Glad you could join us here tonight and RTC TV4 as we get ready to start. Justin, your final thoughts here. What do the Lady Zebras have to do to be successful tonight?
Well, we have to play within ourselves. We have to make good passes, have to rebound, and we have to cut back on our turnovers. If we can do those things, we'll be in this ball game. If we don't, they will run us out of this gym. These girls, even though they're a bunch of underclassmen, are that good. So that's what I'm looking for tonight, consistency on the little things.
You know, and I think Coach Jennings talked about it earlier, is the teamwork, working together as a team. And you saw that on a Thursday with North Judson. Those kids, it didn't matter who. Sid Hawes come off the bench late in the fourth quarter on a Thursday night and hit free throws like she'd been playing all game. So
right.
I think that's another thing that is important to the Zebras, is just being teammates. And if somebody's off, pick them up and somebody else will get the hot streak.
Who's going to be that leader? And it does not necessarily have to be a senior. It's going to be that girl that's going to say, look, we're not doing what we need to do. Let's get it together and let's fit right the ship. That's what I want to see tonight. Who's going to be that player that's going to be that leader?
The tip being brought to you tonight by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. The Insulation Guys bringing you tonight's tip.
I forgot how loud this gym is. It's been a long time since I've been here, and it is loud.
Rogers will jump, and so will Carter. The tip is controlled by the Tigers. Quickly to Layton. Layton, three ball on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound comes away to Newell. Newell has it. Back to Layton. Comes to the near side, now to Boyer. Boyer with the basketball, sets up the Tiger offense. She'll dribble one time, take it back to the middle to Layton. Back to Boyer. Boyer with the basketball, now top of the ring. She gives it off to Carter. Carter to Layton on the right wing, trying to go down low to Boyer. They do, shot off of the glass, good. Tigers lead 2-0 on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Zebras now with their first possession. Hodeshell with the basketball. Hodeshell goes left side, now to Burkett. Burkett dribbles back to the top. Dribble around the King. Now to Rogers. Rogers on the right wing, looking for a screen from Jackson. She gets it. Now out of Hodeshell on the left wing. Hodeshell trying to get it to Thomas. Can't do so. They get it to Jackson. She turns around, throws it up on the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound and then loses it. Out of bounds to the Tigers. 7:02 to go here in the opening quarter. Tigers up 2-0.
Tigers coming out in the zone defense. Kind of threw us off there a little bit. Kennedy was wide open a bunch down there.
Now Newell with the basketball. They swing it to Henry. Henry now back to Newell. To Boyer. Boyer up off the glass. Good. Boyer's got two more, and it's 4-0 Tigers. Burka with the basketball now in between the circles. Tries to come to the near side, and it's going to be kicked.
They almost let her go with it.
Yeah. Boyer kicks the basketball. Zebras will reset. It'll be inbounding. Will be Rogers for the Zebras. 6:37 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-0 Tigers on the Rochester Glass scoreboard.
Tigers are doing exactly what their coach said they'd do. Take their time, pass it around, get a good layup.
Hodeshell with the basketball from the screen by Jackson. She goes into the corner and out of Rogers. She'll fire a three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound fought for. Tigers come away with it. Layton will push. Layton. Across the timeline, Layton will set the offense. She comes to the near side of Carter, now in the corner to Newell. Newell dribbles it back up, and Hodeshell is going to be whistled for a foul. It's going to be the first of the contest.
Good hands. I like the effort by Emma.
Emma picks up her first team first. 6:13 to go here in the first quarter. We get our first foul of the contest. Newell with the basketball, inbound. They're looking for Boyer, and they get it to Layton instead. Layton, top of the key, around the screen. Layton throws it down low for Carter, and it's no good, but a foul coming. Well, you got Layton and Carter, both very tall players on the floor, and they had a nice little give and go there.
And they got long arms, too, so they're both 6'1", 6', and then when they get their arms up in the air, they're almost 7.5.
That one was on Thomas. That's going to be her first, team second. Free throw on the way. No good by Carter. She'll have another one. 6:07 to go on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Locally owned and operated since 1956. Second free throw, no good. Thomas rips down the rebound. Zebras will look to run. Hottishell quickly up the floor to Jackson. Jackson can't control the pass and loses it. Now here come the Tigers. And Boyer. Boyer with the basketball to Newell. Newell has it right in front of the Zebra bench. She loses it. Has to pick it up. Now they've got to do something with it. Finally finds somebody open, and that's Henry. Now to Boyer. Boyer will fire a three ball on the way. No good. And it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Zebra basketball. 5:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Still 4-0 Tigers.
We're getting good looks inside to Kennedy. She just needs to squeeze the orange, get the ball first, then go up and get your layup.
Tigers in a 2-3 zone. Hottishell now with the basketball. Goes to Burkett in the left wing. Burkett looking, can't find anybody, so she'll dribble out, go to Rogers. Now in the corner to Hottishell. She'll fire a three ball quickly. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Henry. Henry to Layton. Layton across the timeline. Layton will give it off now to Boyer. Boyer to Newell. Newell travels.
Oh, yep,
there it is. Turnover on the Tigers. With 5:19 to go here in the first quarter, still 4-0 Tigers on top of the Zebras.
We need to get in and get a bucket here and get us comfortable. We're pressing right now.
Emma Hottishell throws the ball away. Burkett saves it. Hottishell with the basketball. Now loses it to Layton, and Emma's going to pick up her second. And that's going to send Coach Jennings to the bench.
Yeah, Emma just seemed out of sorts right there. Just couldn't get a handle of the basketball. And then when he made the steal, dove for it. And that's going to be an automatic foul call.
Callie Watson will check in for Emma, and she sits down with two fouls at 5:06 mark here in the first quarter. Rainy wind, Justin Bott, glad you could join us.
Zone defense by the Lady Z's.
Down low now to Carter. Carter kicks it back out to Layton. Layton penetrates. Ball stick loose by Jackson. Jackson, one-on-one against Boyer. Up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Burkett. She'll fire it up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Jackson. And Jackson has it knocked loose, still loose, and she'll come away with it. But a jump ball coming. It'll stay with the Zebras underneath their own basket.
Good effort right there by Kennedy. Nice. I'm surprised they didn't call a travel on the spin. But there again, jump stop.
Yeah.
Jump stop and go up for a layup.
Rogers will inbound. She does so to Watson. Callie Watson back to Rogers in the corner. Now Watson will reset the offense with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Looking to Rogers in the left wing. Rogers trying to get some movement down low, and she'll go back to Burkett, top of the key, to Watson. Looking down low to Jackson. Can't get it to her. They swing it to Thomas at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Watson. She'll drive. Step back. Three on the way. No good. Thomas with the rebound. She kicks it out to Rogers. She'll fire a three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound, Tigers. Henry has it. She gives it off to Layton. Layton quickly up to Boyer. Boyer around the screen. Cross-court pass over to Layton. Layton now to Carter. Back over to Boyer. She'll fire a three ball on the way. No good. Thomas with the rebound. 4-0. Tigers lead here with 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Thomas with the basketball. To Burkett. She'll try the three ball.
Yeah, out of way, Cammy.
4-3 now. Zebra is only trailed by one after the three-point shot by Cammy Burkett. 3.5 to go on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Layton across the timeline. Layton then will leave it for Newell, and she'll reset the Tiger offense. She goes right side to Layton. Back to Newell, top of the key. Near side, now to Boyer. Over the top pass to Layton. Shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound, Layton up and good, and a foul.
She's just so tall down there that, you know, it's easy for her if she misses that layup to get that offensive rebound.
Half foul's coming on Thomas, and that's going to be her second. As Millie Scorzone will come in for her, and also checking in the contest will be Megan York. For the Tigers, sitting down will be Henry. Layton will have one shot. The old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw on the way. Good. 7-3 Tigers lead on 3:14 to go here in the opening quarter. Watson comes to the near side. Watson.
There it is.
Still wide open. Rogers shot up off the glass. Too hard. No good. Rebound fought for. Comes away to the Tigers. Carter quickly out to Layton. Layton brings it across the timeline. Now to Boyer in the corner. Three on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. Rogers has it.
Yep.
And she's going to be fouled.
Good block out. She got pushed after she got it.
And that foul coming on Leah Carter. It's going to be her first team first. Zebras will have it to go the distance, and they'll have a little pressure. And coming into the contest, Joan Easter will come in for the Tigers, and sitting down will be Newell.
A little 2-2-1 pressure.
Watson looks ahead, gets it to a score zone, tipped out of bounds by Layton, and it'll be Zebra basketball right in front of us here on the near side.
Smart move by Millie to just block out her her man and let the ball go out of bounds.
Jackson inbounds to Watson. She'll start the offense. Watson dribble between the rings. Now she goes left side to Burkett. To Jackson. She'll fire the 10-footer. No good. Rebound Layton. Layton will bring it across the timeline. Up to Boyer. Boyer thinks about a three. Steps in. Shot on the way. No good. Rogers with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Watson. 2:25 to go here on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. She throws it away right in the hands of Layton. Layton, one on two.
Start.
And blocking foul.
Oh.
Lead official let the trailing official call it, and he calls a blocking foul.
Neither one of them saw it. That was a charge.
On to Watson, and that's going to be her first, team fifth. Layton at the line, shooting two, and first one's good. Emily Hughes will check in for Kennedy Jackson for the first time tonight. 8-3 on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, 2:19 to go. One more free throw for Layton is good. Now it's 9-3. Cammie Burkett will run the point now. She'll bring it across the timeline. Burkett looking to set things up. She gets a screen by Hughes. Burkett to the hole.
Nice.
Stops it down low to score zone. The ball is tipped. And we have a alternating possession, and it'll go to the Tigers, a turnover for the Zebras.
Again, Cammie, great pass. We're not ready to receive the pass. That's been our problem first three games. We're not ready to receive the passes.
2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. 9-3. Zebras trail to the Tigers. Layton with the basketball left wing. Down low now to Carter. Thrown out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on the Tigers.
Yeah, that's their fourth. We have five. And the zone is really slowing down the game. Both teams are playing a zone, so they're having to pass a little bit more. Zebras are attacking it, just not making enough plays to get points on the board.
Screen by Hughes for Burkett to throw the ball out of bounds. The intended receiver was score zone.
Yep, and again, a bounce pass right there would have gotten us probably a bucket.
Layton with the basketball now. Top of the key to Boyer. Boyer between the rings. Left side now to Layton. She'll fire the three ball on the way. Good.
Yep.
And 12-3 now for the Tigers. And an illegal screen coming by score zone. About the third one I've seen the Lady Zebras try, and the first one they got caught. They throw those hips out there as they try to go around them. And score zone got caught that time. It's going to be her first, team fifth.
And again, we're getting
sixth.
Yeah, sixth, and with still a quarter left to go, so they're going to be shooting free throws here next foul for the rest of the half.
Burkett will sit down. Emma Hodeshell comes back in with two fouls with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Layton with the basketball, top of the key now to Boyer. Boyer to Layton in the corner. She'll fire another three ball on the way. Good.
She's getting hot.
Layton lights it up from the corner. 15-3 now. Tigers on top of the Zebras. Hodeshell with it. Excuse me.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Rogers with the basketball to Watson. Watson dribbles down in the corner to Hodeshell. Step back two as on the foot was on the line. No good. Rebound. Hughes then has it ripped away from her by Carter. Carter quickly ahead to Layton. Layton thinks about a three, passes it back to Boyer on the left wing. Down in the corner, down to Newell. Back to Layton. Newell in the corner. She'll fire a three ball. Good.
Ooh.
Just that extra pass. They don't force that shot. They make that extra pass and make you pay for it.
Yep.
18-3, 20 seconds remaining. Another turnover. Hadeshell loses it. Quickly up the floor is Boyer for a layup. Up and good. 20-3. Hadeshell now with the basketball across the timeline. Guarded by Layton. Hadeshell to the rack. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. And Millie scores zone. And Carter tied up. It'll be Zebra basketball underneath their own basket with 2.3 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter.
It went from close to a 17-point game in about 2 minutes.
Jackson back in. Watson will sit down. Also, York into the contest for the Tigers. Rogers will inbound. She does so to Millie. Millie scores zone with the basketball, and the Zebras do not get a shot off. At the end of the first quarter, Tigers 20, Zebras 3. Back with more on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
Local radio is high school basketball, on Giant FM.
Back here at Northwestern High School at the end of the first quarter, the Zebras trail by 17, 20-3. Justin, you got some numbers there for the Tigers. Layton, pretty hot.
Yeah, she's got 11 here in the first quarter. She got all that in about the last 3 minutes of the quarter. Boyer has six, and Newell has a three-pointer there for their 20. And then Cammie Burkett with the lone three-pointer for our the Lady Zebras.
Rochester just really looking out of sync and not running the offense. I don't know if they were surprised with the zone defense, thinking that Northwestern was going to come out with a man, but really just not in sync right now. We'll see if they can change that here as we start the second quarter.
Well, I mean, it was turnovers. Again, turnovers against a team like this, it's going to kill you, and it's going to bite you at some point, and that's what happened.
Tigers will have it to start the second quarter. Boyer with the basketball goes over to Newell, the near far side. Now back to this side to Carter. Excuse me, that is Easter with the basketball. Now down in the corner to Boyer, and Boyer travels. Took that little sidestep.
I mean, they're helping us. They got five turnovers to our eight, and we're rebounding well, but not well enough.
But the problem is they've scored off of our turnovers, and we have not.
Exactly.
Score zone with the screen for Hadeshell. Hadeshell now with the basketball. Down low to Hughes. Hughes at the right block. Up, no good, but a foul coming. And Emily Hughes will go to the line to shoot two.
And that's what you need to do against the zone. Get it, shift it, make a good bounce pass into the post and make it happen, because you're either going to get a foul, layup or a foul, or a turnaround and an inside-out three.
Foul was on Newell, her first, team second. Hughes misses the first free throw. Layden back into the contest, as well as Carter. So on the floor right now for the Tigers is Layton, Carter, Henry, Boyer, and Newell, the original starting five for Rochester. Jackson, Rogers, Hughes, Hadeshell, and score zone. Free throw missed, and Layton brings the ball up. Tigers will have it now. Boyer with the basketball to Layton in the left corner. Layton dribbles back out, goes to Boyer, top of the key. Boyer looking to reset. Zebra's still in that 2-3 zone. Boyer takes her time between the rings. Now goes right side to Newell, back to Boyer, now to Layton. Layton thinks about a three, passes it back to Boyer. 7 minutes to go here before halftime. Down low with the pass is to Carter. Turnaround jumper on the way. Good. 22-3 on the Rochester Glass scoreboard with 6:50 to go here in the first half. Rainy Wind, Justin Bach from Northwestern High School. The give and go to Scorzone. She loses it in the paint, and it's another turnover on the Zebras. Quickly ahead is Boyer. Boyer back to Layton. Thinks about a three. She'll put the ball on the floor. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And the Tigers come away with it. Newell. Three ball on the way. Scorzone with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Hodeschel. Hodeschel. One on four. And the shot is blocked by Carter and rebounded by Carter. Here's Layton with the basketball now for the Tigers. She gives off to Newell. She'll reset the offense. Goes left side to Layton. Back to Newell. She'll swing it right side to Boyer. Layton cuts down low, up off the glass. No good. And last touch by the Tigers. A little backdoor screen there, and she was open. She was just a little too far under the basket.
Tried to shoot it while she was in the air. Yeah. She should have just came down with it and gone right back up with it.
Burkett's in, score zone out. 6 minutes exactly left here in the second quarter. Down 22-3 are the Zebras. Hodeschel with the basketball. Hodeschel picks up her dribble. Now I got to do something with it. She gets it down low to Hughes. Good. Up and good.
Nice job.
Emily Hughes off the right block. Makes it 22-5.
There's a big gap in Northwestern zone, and Coach can go back and kind of get on that and flash that high post.
Boyer down to Carter. Leah Carter, turnaround jumper at the left block, up and good. 24-5, quickly ahead of the Zebras. Jackson up off the glass, no good. Hughes with the rebound, up and good. Emily Hughes has two more, and it's 24-7. 5:10 to go here in the first half. Boyer with the basketball. She goes cross court to Newell. To Layton. Back to Boyer on the left wing. She'll fire a three ball off the mark. No good. Rogers with the rebound. Rogers now to Hodeschel. Quickly ahead to Burkett. Stolen by Newell. Quickly ahead are the Tigers. Turnaround jumper on the way by Henry. No good. Layton with the rebound. Up off the glass. Good. Yeah, when you don't get down quickly enough to block out, Layton's going to make you pay for that with her height as well.
Yeah, she blocked out very well right there.
Hodeschel now with the basketball. Top of the key from the screen. Now Burkett, three ball on the way. Off the mark, no good. Tigers with a rebound. Layton will run it, and Coach Layton says, hey, let's slow things down a little bit here. Let's run the offense.
They've been getting good looks at three by just taking their time and swinging the ball around.
And that's what they're doing right now. Layton with the basketball. Down low to Carter. Carter shot up off the glass. Good. Zebra's just not cutting off that diagonal X pass down to the opposite block. And they're going to paint on that one. Rogers picks up her first foul. The basket was good by Leah Carter. She'll go to the line to shoot one. And a timeout by the Zebras. It's the 32nd timeout. We'll keep it here. Give you an opportunity to tell you about Culligan of Fulton County. Better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. RTC Communications. Phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. And Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach from Northwestern High School on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. 4:14 to go here before halftime. Tigers lead it 28-7 over your Zebras.
And what they're doing is Layden is getting the ball. Carter's going to be on the diagonal block. And they're it's 6-1 passing the 6-foot. Well, so how do you... So if you're a Zebra fan, how do you stop that? You're going to have to front the post and make them get your hands big and try to get them over that.
Carter gets the rebound off the missed free throw as the Zebras, I don't know if they thought it was two, but no Zebra moved off of the free throw line.
Nope. Again, the little things that we've talked about.
I believe that foul was called on a Batten. It's going to be her first, and Carter will go back to the line to shoot two. First one's an air ball.
She's 0-4 from the foul line.
4:12 to go here. The Carter will have the second one.
She may have Shaq-itis. There we go.
There, she made it. 29-7 as the Tigers own a 22-point lead. Hodeschel with the basketball across the timeline. Hodeschel from the screen by Hughes. And, she was moving. Did not stay put and let the play develop.
they were either going to call Emma for the forearm or Emily for the moving screen, one of the two.
That is the team ninth foul. So now for the final 4 minutes, the Tigers will be shooting double bonus. Over the top, stolen by Hughes. Then stolen by Boyer on the crossover. Boyer with the basketball. Boyer for the Tigers. Between the rings. Boyer against Hodeshell. Goes to the right wing onto Easter. Back up top to Layden. Layden with the basketball. Layden setting the offense up. Layden. Backdoor cut.
Good job,
knocked
Emma.
Loose by Hodeshell. Hodeshell with the steal. Quickly ahead to Hughes down at the other end off the block. No good. Rebound. Fought for and a foul coming on Emily Hughes as she knocked Carter out of bounds. And Carter will go to the other end and shoot two.
We've been there tonight in spots where we can make plays. We just can't get the ball in the hole.
Hughes picks up her second, team 10th. So Carter now will walk to the other end and shoot two free throws. 3:26.
They're competing.
Yeah.
They're competing.
Free throw good by Carter. Host of changes. Two for the Zebras and two for the Tigers coming as Jackson and Hughes will sit down. Thomas and Rogers back in for the Zebras. So it's Batten, Burkett, Hodeshell, Thomas and Rogers. Free throw on the way, no good. Thomas had the rebound, knocked out of her hands, and picked up by Newell. Newell now gives it off to Easter, and she travels. It'll be Zebra basketball on the turnover. Bailey Henry returning to the lineup for Tigers, replacing Leah Carter. 3:20 to go here in the first half. Tigers up 30-7.
Carter has 8 1/4.
Batten with the basketball. Batten to the hole, up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Layden. Layden with the basketball now. Crosses the timeline. Layden to Newell. Newell fire a shot. Just a well, one said two, one said three. I guess they're going to give her a three. 33-7 now. Hodeshell with the basketball. Hodeshell against Easter. Now to Batten. Batten top of the key. Goes to the right side. Trying to get it down low to Thomas. Can't do so. Now Thomas steps out. She'll take it. And she'll look to Rogers down low. And a foul coming against, I believe it's going to be Henry. And it is Henry's first, only the third on the Tigers. As Boyer comes back in and sitting down will be Easter. And Sid Hawes will come in for the first time tonight for the Lady Zebras. She's going to replace Kim Batten. 2:36 to go here in the first half. Zebras trail 33-7. Rogers will inbound, baseline right. Looking, can't find anybody. Throws it over the top to Hawes. Hawes now with it and travels.
Just can't get in sync.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little bit of what we talked about coming off of the bus and just getting to play. You don't have that, you know, normal time where you sit around and kind of watch the JV.
Yep.
So really, the Zebras playing from behind to start. Tigers with the basketball. Newell now has it. Stolen by Thomas. Lexi Thomas with the steal. Lexi Thomas up off the glass. No good, but a foul coming. And Lexi will go to the line to shoot two. That foul is on Boyer. Her first, Lexi at the line for two now. Thomas at the line for the first time tonight. First one's on the way. Money.
Good.
Thomas with a second one. On the way. Lane violation, but doesn't matter. Thomas makes it. 33-9. Tigers now will bring it across the timeline, and Boyer. Boyer looks to go to the near side to Layden, and a last touch by Emma Hodeshell. Good defense that time by Emma. Knocks it out of bounds.
I do have to say both teams are very active with their hands on defense, which it makes it hard for the other team to get anything going.
Watson in. Burkett sits down. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Henry with the basketball. She goes to Boyer. Boyer will reset the Tiger offense between the rings. Around the screens, picks up her dribble, gives it off to Layton. Layton down low to York. York is double-teamed and then stolen by Hawes, and she's going to be fouled. Great work by Hawes there. And Watson doing the double-team down low on York. York's first, team fifth. And Coach Layton will go back to the bench and bring in Carter and Easter.
11 turnovers in the half for the Lady Tigers.
Emma Hadeshaw will bring it across the timeline for Rochester, coming to the near side. Leaves it for Watson. Watson on the right corner. Now dribbles out top of the key. Goes left side to Sid Hawes. Hawes with the basketball. Tries to throw an over-the-top pass. Deflected, but nice work by Sid to stay with it and went and got the ball in the backcourt.
Good effort.
Hadeshaw, spin move, down low to Thomas. Thomas kicks it back out. Hadeshaw, three ball on the way, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Easter. Easter then throws it away, stolen by Rogers. Rogers has it. She gives it off to Hadeshaw. Hadeshaw leaves it for Thomas. Tipped, and Hawes has it. Now back to Hadeshaw. Thinks about a three. And did not even look at Rogers. Caitlin standing over the left wing wide open. And it's knocked out of bounds by the Zebras. It'll be Tiger basketball.
And that's where Emma's got to learn either get it inside or swing it around to the opposite side to the other three-point shooter.
Under a minute to go here in the opening half. 33-9 on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Layton will have it top of the key. Goes to the right side. The give and go behind the door screen. Good by Carter. Yeah, they've run that several times tonight, and every time they've pretty much scored on it.
Layden's is a great passer for as long as she is.
That foul going to be coming against Easter on a reach-in. Team six as Zebras will inbound, and they do so to Hadeshaw. Hadeshaw now with the basketball. Hadeshaw, right wing. Dribbles between, leaves it for Thomas. Thomas down low, up and under, up and good.
Good.
Nice move by Lexi Thomas. Gets us in double digits and 35-11 with 18 seconds to go in the half. Boyer with the basketball to Layton. Layton down low, up no good, but a foul coming. If that's on Lexi Thomas, that's going to be three.
Or Emma, too.
It is on Emma Hadeshaw, her third. And that will bring Burkett back in for the final 11.7 seconds. Layton at the line. Free throw good. So Hadeshaw down and a Burkett in. 11.7 seconds remain on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Zebras trail 36-11. Layton has another one. Second one no good. Rogers with the rebound. Rogers quickly up to Watson. Watson has it with seven to Burkett. Burkett then is fouled. Yep, Burkett is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot one and the bonus with 4.7 seconds remaining.
Now we need to see everybody on the floor. Oh, it's a 1-1. So I was about to say if we're going to take it out, we need to know the situation because we've not been good at the end of the quarter plays.
Burkett at the line shooting one and the bonus. First one is on the way. It's up and good. 36-12 now.
Still got one.
Tigers have to retreat, as they apparently thought she was only shooting one free throw. Burkett with his second one. On the way. Eyes it, flies it, short up front of the iron. Rebound. Last touched by Burkett, saved, and we're going to have a jump ball, and that'll do it for the end of the quarter. They wave it off at the end of the half. It's 36-12. Tigers on top of the Zebras. When we come back, we'll have the Dreddy's Place halftime show here on Giant FM. Zebra basketball, RTC TV4, and Giant FM.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
We wanted to show thanks to our wonderful customers, so we decided to be in the giving mood and extend our purchase special through November. For all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans that are disclosed in the month of November, First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of our mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Northwestern High School as we are at halftime. 36-12, the Tigers lead the Zebras. We are at the Dreddy's Place halftime, home of Bubble Tea and the Arlington Room. Stop in Dreddy's Place in downtown Rochester. Alongside now, Zebra JV coach Austin Onifield. Coach, way to go. You were undefeated tonight.
Yes, that's how we like to do. You know, a little classic win for the Zebras today. Not too much pressure.
JV not able to play tonight. Not sure why Northwestern didn't. They've got a JV listed, but maybe some kids out for sickness or something. But obviously no JV game tonight for you. But how's practice going for the JV squad after a tough Saturday?
You know, we got to go back and run through our basic stuff. You know, go through our plays, go over our coverages. So these first 2 days were kind of just a slow to get back into rhythm, what we're understanding. And then today, I hope they're starting to understand what body language plays into a game, bringing the energy in a game, but also, you know, just flat out understanding where you're at on the court. And, you know, a big game part of, or a big part of basketball is the mental aspect. And when you mentally come into a game and not prepared or kind of just drowned out with the current environment, you know, it's kind of hard to bring the energy here.
Tonight, the varsity squad, getting right off the bus, right on the floor, play time. Obviously, Northwestern, kind of the same situation. An advantage a little bit being at home, and you were able to shoot around and do things ahead of time for them. But how more mentally do you have to prepare yourself as a player, not being able to watch the JV game, knowing that you've got to come right out and start?
Yeah, we're talking, you know, with the Northwestern head coach. She said she's down 7 girls this week. So they lost 7 girls this week. One more, they were talking about even canceling this game. So the fact that we have this game is pretty amazing. But like you said, when you come to a game as a varsity player and there's no JV, there's no time for you to get your warm-ups in, there's no time for you to kind of loosen up, relax a little bit, you usually have a full game. Now, as a varsity player, you come into this, you have to be ready when you get off the bus. Everything has to be in the back of your mind when you walk through those doors. And you have to be ready to suit up, lace them up, and go at the whistle. And at the start, it looked pretty good, you know, getting out or pushing the ball ahead. But the big issue was is just we're not getting into where we wanted. You know, when we got into the high post, whether it was a pass or a penetration, I mean, to start the game, Watson was able to penetrate, pick up that second defender, able to rotate it out for a three. And that was kind of our only point for that whole game. Until we started pushing the tempo, started hitting the high posts. Once we got to the paint, we were able to dump it down to Emily Hughes, Lexi Thomas, who were able to do a little bit more work down there. But overall, what we're starting to see is just a lot of misdirection by Northwestern, trying to overload one side, and then they're throwing their 6'2", 6-foot girl lobs on the backside. You know, it's something that Rochester hasn't really seen because there's not too many 6'2" guards that we're playing against.
You know, the other thing you can do with this tonight is this is like a tournament atmosphere, being you got to get off the bus and play. You don't get a warm-up game beforehand. You know, you can say, hey, if this was a sectional game tonight, were you ready to play?
Exactly, yes. You know, it's a big testament where we came from last year. We understood it. when we walk into the gym, you know, this is our last, it could be our last chance. This could be our last game. You need to bring the same mentality every game this year just because of the current environment. You don't know when the last game is going to be this year.
Well, you know, the other thing is you don't know when the next JV game is going to be. I mean, you may get a call Friday afternoon saying that there's no JV game on Saturday even. I mean, you don't know, unfortunately, with the way the current situation is. There may only be a varsity game several times this year.
Yes, you know, and that's what we have to work as a program is just getting used to it and adjusting. You know, there might be times JV is not going to get a game for two weeks. Well, we have to come in and practice and be ready for the opportunity in case we have an issue, kind of like what Peru has with COVID, taking away their season, taking away the players. You know, when we get into it, it could come down. We lose four or five players to tracing. JV's got to be ready to step up, not only from, you know, mainly a practice perspective, but some of these kids might get called up to actually have to suit up.
Coach, we'll let you get back with the team. We'll look forward to talking to you on Saturday.
Yep, can't wait.
Can't wait. Austin Onifield, Rochester JV coach, back with Justin Bach and his stats here at halftime. Again, halftime show being brought to you by Dreddy's Place in Rochester. Giant FM at halftime, 36-12. Tigers on top of the Zebras. Giant FM and RTC TV4.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Northwestern High School again on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. We are trailing 36-12 to the Tigers. And, Justin, you've got the first half numbers.
Yeah, for the Lady Tigers, they have 9 2-point field goals, 4 3-point field goals. They're 6 of 11 from the foul line. For their 36 points, they had 17 rebounds, 6 offensive, 11 defensive, 12 turnovers there in the first half. Their scoring is by 4 players. Layden is leading everybody with 12. Carter has 10. Newell and Boyer each with 6. For the Lady Zebras, they have 3 2-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal, 3 of 5 from the foul line for their 12 points. They have 15 rebounds, 7 offensive, 8 defensive, and they have 13 turnovers. We got 3 scorers for the Zebras, all with 4 points in the first half. Hughes has 4, Thomas has 4, and Burkett has 4.
Again, at halftime, it's 36-12. The Rochester Zebras trail on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Halftime being brought to you by Dreddy's Place. Stop down and see them in downtown Rochester. Dreddy's Place, home of bubble teas and the Arlington Banquet Room. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half. Zebra basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Northwestern High School as we get ready to start the second half. Again, the clock went out, so they're resetting it. For the other halftime scores we have here around the area, the Lady Satellites of South Central lead Culver 17-6 at the end of one. Let's see what else I can find as we flip through. Not really much else going on. Again, the Rochester Lady Zebras' next action will be Saturday afternoon as they travel to Napanee to take on Northwood as a 12 o'clock JV start. A 1:30 varsity start will be on the air about 1:10 here on Giant FM. Out of shot with the basketball. Zebras have it to start the second half. Trailing 36-12, out of shell, three ball on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound, fought for, and a jump ball going to be happening, and it'll go back to the Tigers.
Good look by Emma. She's had good looks tonight, just they haven't been able to fall for her.
Layton will have the basketball across the timeline. She leaves it for Boyer on the right wing. Boyer gets a wide open lane to the hole, up, no good. Rebound, Hughes. Outlets it now to Hadeshell. Quickly up the floor to Hawes. Sid Hawes with the basketball. Comes to the near side to Emma Hadeshell. Hadeshell will reset the offense. Caitlin Rogers, turnaround jumper at the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Newell. Newell to Layton. Tigers will look to push, and now they'll slow it down as they cross the timeline. They get it off to Boyer. Boyer on the left wing. Boyer back to Layton. Top of the key now to Sullivan. Now to Newell. The Boyer, she'll fire a three ball, no good. Rebound, Hughes. Hughes outlets it to Hadeshell across the timeline. The give and go to Hughes, knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. It'll stay with the Zebras underneath their own basket.
I'm not going to get that pass, Carter. You're going to either lead Emily or zip it in there.
Zebras will inbound, Hawes will inbound. 6:55 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds it to Hughes. Kicks it out to Rogers. Three ball on the way. Hard off the iron. Gets her own rebound. Right side now to Hadeshell. Back to Rogers. Stolen by Layton. Layton across the timeline. Layton leaves it for Newell. She'll fire a three ball on the way. No good. Rebound. Watson. Now she'll give it off to Hadeshell and she'll cross the timeline. Still 36-12. Here with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Randy Wynn, Justin Black, glad you could join us. Hadeshell now left wing. Down low to Rogers. Tipped by Carter and picked up by Sullivan. She gives it off to Layton. Layton will run the point. Layton, left side now to Newell. Back to Layton, to Sullivan, to Boyer. The give and go. Back door up and good.
It's beautiful.
Layton's got two more. And it's 38-12. Hadeshell with the basketball, setting the offense to Hawes. Hawes dribbles top of the key, goes right side now to Watson. Down low to Emily Hughes, up off the glass, no good, but a foul coming, and Emily will go to the line to shoot two. Good look that time, and Emily with a nice move.
Good things happen when you get it inside, I'm telling you. It opens up everything. We just haven't been able to consistently do it tonight because there's 2 6-footers on the floor.
Hughes with 1 of 2 on the way, off the front of the iron, no good. 38-12. Zebras trail on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Hughes, second one, no good to Layton. Layton quickly up to Boyer. Boyer on the left wing, back to Layton. Top of the key, now swings it right side to Newell, back to Layton. Layton then has it knocked out of bounds by Hughes. It'll stay with the Tigers in front of their own bench. Justin Bach, Randy Wayne, you can join us here tonight at Northwestern High School. 38-12. Back door to Layton again. Layup up and good.
It really is pretty basketball the way they screen and do the back door. I mean, it's pretty sweet.
Hadeshell with a nice pass to Hughes. Hughes has two more. Nice job by Emma with a nice little lob pass, and Emily go get it, finish it, 40-14. Newell with the basketball. Now to Boyer. Boyer, free throw line, jumper on the way, no good. Rebound fought for. Hughes comes away with it. Quickly up the floor is Emma Hadeshell. Hadeshell, a little floater off the glass. No good. Rebound, Rogers. Her shot, no good. Rebound, still fought for. And we're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Zebras.
Emily's having a really good game tonight. I bet she has 6 or 7 rebounds to go along with her 6 points.
Oswell inbound. 4:52 to go. Inbounds to Hughes. A little jumper on the way. No good. Rebound.
Emily Sid. Fought
for. Last touch by Sid Hawes. Good job. Yeah, good battle. As Lexi Thomas will come in and Sid will sit down. 4:47 to go here in the third quarter. It was trail 40-14. Leighton will bring it up across the timeline. Goes to the lob pass to Carter. Carter shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Thomas.
We're
going to call a jump ball. Possession to the Tigers. I think the one official out here had a foul, but the official underneath says, nope, I got a jump ball first.
Yep, I thought the foul happened as well.
The inbound it to Leighton in the corner. She turns around and hands it to Boyer. Here, 3 ball on the way. No good. Thomas pulls down the rebound. Gives it off to Hadeshell. Hadeshell quickly up the floor to Watson. 3 ball on the way in the corner. Too hard. Rebound fought for. And it's going to be last touch by Boyer. It'll stay with the Zebras.
Hey, they're competing, and they're making good plays. It's just we can't get a bucket to save our life outside of the free throw line right now.
Rogers looks to inbound. Rogers to Hughes. Stolen by Leighton. Leighton then quickly ahead to Boyer, and that's going to be loose ball. Last touch by Lexi Thomas as she battles for it. Great hustle that time by both Hadeshell and Thomas.
We have these lulls in the game where Northwestern's not scoring, and if we could score while they're not scoring, it would be a closer ball game.
Burkett in, and Hadeshell sits down. She got an elbow to the nose, I think, on that last play. Leighton with it. Now to Boyer. Near side to Newell. The back door cut. Nice job that time by Rogers. Got her hand up in the air, at least deflected it. It'll stay with the Tigers in front of their own bench.
We finally figured that one out after they've run it about 10 times. Get your hands up.
Leighton will inbound. Gives it to Boyer. Back to Leighton in the corner. Leighton drives the baseline. Kicks it out to Carter. Carter then will bring it back out front and reset it to Boyer. To Newell on the right wing. Newell travels. No call. Left side. Leighton. 3 ball. Nope. Hits the wire up ahead. And that'll be a turnover on the Zebras. On the Tigers.
They have 14 in the game, 14 turnovers for the Lady Tigers.
Burkett will run the point for the Zebras. Burkett leaves it for Rogers, right side. The lob down low to Hughes is knocked loose by York for the Tigers. It'll stay with Rochester underneath the basket.
Squeeze the orange. Squeeze the orange. How many times have you said that in your career?
Sullivan and Easter in. Oh, I can't count it. I had a nickel for every time. Hughes, nice inlet pass off the glass. Good. Emily Hughes having a good game. 40-16. Left side now to Leighton. Leighton drives the baseline. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. Carter gets it up. No good. Carter with her own rebound. Stolen by Hughes. Emily Hughes with the basketball. Crosses the timeline. Gives it to Burkett. Burkett between the rings. Burkett. Looking for Rogers, and she's going to travel first.
Right idea. She was halfway to throwing a chest pass and wanted to change it to a bounce pass.
Zebras putting on a little full court pressure, and Leighton will have it against Rogers. Leighton crosses over Rogers, goes to the left side, leaves it for Boyer. Boyer will go to the hole up off the glass. Good. Ellie Boyer with 2 more, and it's 42-16. Burkett with the basketball to Watson. Watson with it. Comes in the near side to Rogers, down in the corner to Burkett. Burkett just misses Hughes. And now Watson has it. Back to Burkett. Burkett The bounce pass down low. Hughes up off the glass, no good.
And travel.
Rebound comes away to Easter, but she's going to travel. It'll be Zebra basketball. York and Newell back in for Tigers. Kennedy Jackson in as Watson will sit down. The inbounds to Hughes. Hughes up off the glass, no good, but a foul coming, and Hughes will go back to the line to shoot two.
She needs to hit some free throws here.
Actually, Newell picks up her second, team second. Hughes at the free throw line, now shooting two. First one on the way. Off the mark, no good. 2:27 to go here on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. 42-16. Zebras looking for one more free throw. Hughes, second one on the way. No good. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas rips it out of there, and she's going to be fouled. It'll be Zebra basketball underneath her basket. Nice job by Lexi Thomas.
She went in there in the trees and got that ball and was strong with it and got fouled.
And coming back into the contest will be Carter for the Tigers. Rogers looking to inbound. Rogers looking, gets it out to Thomas. Thomas shot up short. Thomas with the rebound but loses it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball.
Right idea, just couldn't get it up off the block.
Again, Zebras will put pressure on. Layton with the basketball against Rogers. Layton tells everybody to clear out. She'll bring it across, and she does so. Layton now picked up by Thomas. The give and go to Carter up off the glass. Good. McKenna Layton just sees the floor so well, and that 6'2 frame helps that.
And she's taller than everybody else. She can see over everybody.
Burkett with the basketball through Rogers' legs, and it'll be another Zebra turnover.
It's the 20th turnover for the Lady Zebras.
Batten will sit down, and Batten will come in, and Rogers will sit down. 1:59 to go here in the third quarter, trailing 44-16. Newell, left side, now to Layton. Layton to the hole, no good, but a call offensive foul.
Good job.
Okay, now Layton, her first team fourth.
Here's what I figured out through three games. Lexi Thomas and Caitlin Rogers, when they're both on, we're in good shape. When it's either one or the other, we usually have problems.
Batten with the basketball now to Jackson. Back to Batten. Batten down low to Lexi Thomas. Ball tip loose. Another turnover, Zebras, and the Tigers will come the other way. Layton comes to the near side to Newell. Newell thinks about a three, passes it up to Layton. Layton will back it out and reset the Tiger offense. To Newell. Three on the way for Newell. Off the mark. Carter with the rebound. Carter up off the glass. Bounces it in. Good. Leah Carter's got two more for the Tigers, and it's 46-16 with a minute to go here in the third. Hughes down low. She's going to be fouled. She'll go back to the free throw line. And another foul on the Tigers. Megan York picks up her second. That is the team fifth here in the third quarter. Hughes at the line with exactly 60 seconds remaining. Free throw rolls around, no good. Callie Watson will come in, and Burkett will sit down. Layden will sit down. Carter will sit down for the Tigers. Boyer's back in, and so is Sullivan.
Emily, 0-6 from the foul line tonight.
0-7. Rebound, Jackson. Jackson back up off the glass, short. Thomas rebound off the glass, no good, but a foul coming. Lexi Thomas will get to go to the line to shoot two. Bailey Henry picks up her fourth. And Layton will come back in for her at the next opportunity. Lexi Thomas free throw good.
She has five tonight.
Henry out, Leighton in. Lexi Thomas has another one. 46-17. Free throw on the way. Good again.
Six.
Zebras again putting some pressure on, and the Tigers break it easy. Newell to Leighton. Leighton, top of the key. Leighton goes left side. Backdoor cut by Boyer. Almost throws it out of bounds, but saves it. Back up top to Leighton. Now to Newell. To Boyer. Thinks about a three. She'll pass it up, and she'll reset the Tiger offense. Boyer. Now off to Easter. Back to Boyer. Left side now to Newell. Newell to Leighton. Leighton. She'll just fire a three ball on the way. Good. 46-18 with 17 seconds remaining here in the third. Watson with the basketball. Got away with the travel. Throws it over to Batten. Last touch by Batten. Leighton and Batten were battling, and Leighton won that one.
Leighton has 19 in the game. Seven in the corner.
9 seconds remaining. Boyer will bring it across the timeline with six. Boyer to Newell. Stolen by Hughes. Hughes with three. Hughes pulls up, two, one, and no good. Good-looking shot by Hughes, rims off, no good, and that'll do it for the end of the third quarter. At the end of three from Northwestern High School, it's the Tigers 49, the Zebras 18. Back with the fourth and final quarter after this. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
At Shepherd Chevy Buick, the month of November is all about giving thanks, and we couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to offer you up to $8,000 off MSRP on all remaining 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500s, up to $6,250 off 2020 Chevy Equinox, and up to $7,300 off on Silverado 2500s. And for all of our Buick fans, get up to $9,250 off Buick Enclaves, $6,750 off Buick Envision, and up to $5,500 off on the all-new Buick GX. Hey Moose, let's be real for a second. Winter is getting ready to be here and put a beating on your car, so why not let our ASC certified technicians get your car ready for cold temperatures with a coolant flush and fill for $239.95 or an oil change with tire rotation for $49.95, up to 6 quarts, gas only Moose, sorry diesels. So remember, you can go anywhere and get a deal, but you won't always be treated like family. And that's what we do here at Shepherd Chevy Buick. We will always treat you like family.
Local radio is high school basketball. Giant FM.
Fourth quarter underway as the Zebras have the basketball to start. And Emily Hughes is going to be tied up underneath the basket there, and it'll be a turnover for the Zebras. Tiger basketball on the alternating possession. Randy Wynn, Justin Bott, glad you could join us. 7:40 to go here in the contest on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Tigers lead 49-18. Near side does Newell with the basketball from the Tigers. Newell against Hodeshell. She leaves it left side now to Leighton. Leighton fakes, goes to the hole, loses it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Last touch by the Zebras.
Where? That went right off her knee.
Leighton inbounds to Carter. Right back to Leighton underneath the basket, and she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot, too.
It's a good foul.
.723 to go on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Again, our next broadcast will be Saturday afternoon as the Lady Zebras will travel to Northwood. Leighton's first free throw good. And that is a 12 o'clock JV start, 1:30 roughly for varsity. So we'll be on the air here on Giant FM about 1:10. Leighton's free throw good.
21 for her tonight.
There. I was going to say, what would we stop for? Hughes had a shoe untied. So she ties it, and we'll back into action. 51-18 now. Tigers on top. They're averaging 61. Exactly.
Yep. 61-61.
Batten with the basketball. Down to Emily, or excuse me, Millie scores zone up and good. Millie with her first 2 points of the contest. 51-20. Layton with the basketball. Layton around the screens. Layton leaves it for Boyer. 3 point on the way. No good. Rebound. Carter. Carter has it. And then Carter is going to be tied up. It'll be Zebra basketball. Turnover, Tigers.
18 turnovers for the Tigers tonight.
51-20.
Sorry, buddy. Got a blocker. Got to block 20 and 11 out. If you don't do that, it's going to be a long night.
Down low to Millie. Scores zone up and good.
Beautiful.
Rogers with a nice little lob pass to Millie, and she's got two more, and it's 51-22. Layton with the basketball, and Coach Layton wants a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Give me an opportunity to tell you about Smith, Sawyer, and Smith Insurance, Insurance Bonds, and Wealth Management. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Anatole Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. The Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Jennings Insurance in Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. Fulton County Solid Waste District, don't trash our future, please recycle. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. Rochester Glass, locally owned and operated since 1956. Tidewater Executive Tax Service, where everyone counts. And Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built with your current and future legal needs in mind. 6:32 to go on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. Zebras trail 51-22. As Tigers will inbound, Layton to Boyer. Pass is thrown behind her, stolen by Batten. Batten with the basketball. Gives it off to Hottischel. Hottischel on the left wing. She'll start the offense. Goes to Batten, and a foul coming on Layton. And that'll be the team's seventh. And Batten will go to the line to shoot one in the bonus.
These last 6 minutes of the ball game, it's all about how we finish.
Yep.
You know, how can we get it, close the gap between 51-22 here in the next 6 minutes?
Batten will have the first opportunity as she goes to the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Free throw on the way is good. 51-23. Rainy wind, Justin Bach. Glad you could join us here tonight, Northwestern High School. Second one on the way by Batten. Good again. 51-24. Boyer will bring the ball across the timeline. Boyer against Batten. Goes to the near side, and Newell knocked out of bounds by Hottischel. Good defense there by Emma. Tigers will inbound in front of their own bench. They do so to Layton in the corner. Layton over the top to Carter. Carter too far down low underneath and stolen by Rogers.
Great defense right there.
Rogers then throws it ahead to Hottischel, who, they're going to say last touch by the Tigers. Ooh, got lucky there.
Yeah. And that's where nothing, you know, I'm sure Caitlin can bring it up, but she's gotten pressure with a 6'1 player on her. That's when Emma and somebody's got to come back and get the ball from her.
Hottischel with the basketball. Leaves it for Hughes. She'll fire the three ball. No good. Scores zone with the rebound. No good. Rebound, Carter. Carter and the Tigers. She gives it off to Layton. She'll bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Rogers. Rogers against Layton. Now he gives off to Boyer. Boyer. From the screen, Boyer penetrates, kicks it out to Newell. Newell, left wing, down low to the corner to Boyer. She'll bring it back to the top and goes to the right wing to Layton. Layton thinks about a three and was going to pass it. I thought Rogers might have touched that, but the officials are saying, nope, turnover against the Tigers.
21 turnovers for the Tigers.
51-24, 5:25 to go in the contest. Batten with the basketball. Has it stolen. And Rogers tips it from behind off Boyer, and a foul coming. And that's going to be on Boyer's. Batten will go back to the line to shoot one and the bonus. Good hustle by the Zebras. That's one of the things we talked about. How do you finish the fourth quarter? Trailing you know, 20-plus points. How do you finish this fourth quarter? And right now the Zebras are playing as, you know, it's a two-point game.
Yeah, and that's the way they have to, because that's how you're going to be gauged against great teams, is how you compete and how you finish.
Batten back of the line, shooting one and the bonus. First one, no good. Hughes with the rebound. Hughes up off the glass, no good. Carter with the rebound for the Tigers. She gives it off to Layton. Layton will come across the timeline, guarded by Rogers. Layton blows by Rogers, all the way to the hole, up and good. McKenna Layton with two more, 53-24.
And she has 23 points tonight.
Out of shot with the top. Goes right side to Batten. Down low in the corner to Rogers. Thinks about a shot, passes it up, back to Layton, back to Batten. Batten is guarded by Layton. And now Hadashell with it. She'll reset the Zebra offense. Hadashell then has it tipped out of bounds by Layton. Layton will come out and Easter, and let's see who, 23. That is Henry back into the contest.
Layton's cramping. Yeah. They're working on her over there on the sideline.
Rogers, deep three on the way. No good. Rebound, Millie. And the shot goes up. No good, but a foul coming. So Millie will go to the line to shoot two.
Caitlin has a pretty-looking shot. It just is not falling tonight.
Well, one thing, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I hope I don't jinx the Zebras. I'll do it right after this free throw by Millie. First one on the way. Short off the front of the iron. Much better defense. They're not fouling.
No,
we put the Tigers at the foul line early in the first quarter. Now, on the scoreboard, there's only one team foul in the second half. Millie misses the second one, but gets her own rebound after a nice tip out by Hughes. Three ball on the way, no good. Hughes with the rebound, no good, but a foul coming
on Millie.
And Millie's going to be whistled for over the back. Yeah, see, I just said I didn't jinx it.
But, you know, we played a zone pretty much the whole game. Well, in the first half. In the second half, we've gone a lot to man-to-man, and the fouls have gone down, even though we're playing man-to-man.
Score zone sits down. Thomas checks back in for the Zebras. Newell with the basketball. She'll run the point against Hadashell. Newell leaves it for Boyer. Boyer goes left side now to Henry. Tigers look to space this out and run four corners. Tipped by Hadashell, picked back up by Henry. Henry back across the timeline. Now to Newell, top of the key, left side now to Boyer. Boyer dribbles it down low. She'll kick it to Carter. And Carter will hold on to it until she can find somebody open. And now dribbles away. Emma Hadashell is going to tie it up. It'll stay with the Tigers. Without their leader on the floor right now, I don't know if it's because of that or if it's just they want to run the clock and get out of here.
I think it's Layden makes everybody on the floor better. You and I talked about him to break, and it shows right here.
Carter up off the glass on the lob pass by Newell on the inbounds. Two more for Carter. Quickly ahead, Rogers. Rogers with the ball on the right wing. Back to Hadashell. Hadashell dribbles and looking for someone to get open on the movement. Instead, she just goes to the hole, up no good. Thomas with the rebound, up and good. Lexi Thomas with two more, and it's 55-26.
She has eight tonight.
Newell with the basketball. Newell picks it up, gives it off to Henry. Henry against Rogers. Henry to Boyer. Boyer on the left wing. Zebras come out, put a little pressure on. There's Watson. Boyer will go to the hole, and they kick it back out. Newell back to Henry. Yep.
You know a little bit about this, don't you?
Four corners, or a.k.a. the Chris Brown. Boyer with the basketball. Boyer penetrates, kicks it back out to Carter, and they'll bring it back up top. Tigers very methodic here with their four corners, taking care of the basketball and making sure that Nick's pass is somebody that's open. And Boyer now has it against Watson. Boyer in his double team. Boyer's got to do something, and she finally gives it away to Newell. Newell will bring it back to the top and restart. Now to Boyer, left wing. Boyer penetrates in, kicks it out to Easter. Easter then over the top to Newell, and Coach Layton wants a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3255 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
After the 30-second timeout by the Tigers, it'll be Tiger basketball in front of their own bench. They inbound it. Layton's back into the contest. We'll see if they keep running these four corners. Layton has the basketball. She's going to be double-teamed, and she gets it off to Boyer. Boyer, then back to Layton between the circles.
Layton doesn't run four corners.
She is then going to be fouled, and then it'll be foul number three. As Tigers will inbound here on the near side. 1:52 to go here on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. 55-26, Tigers on top of Zebras. Boyer looks to throw it to Layton and almost throws it out of bounds. Layton saves it, but Emily Hughes is going to foul her. And that'll be five, team fourth. And Kennedy Jackson will come back into the contest, and Emily will sit down. A great game by Emily Hughes tonight.
8 points for her, and I bet she had 10, 11 rebounds.
Yeah, and she had many more opportunities. Just couldn't quite get it to fall at the charity stripe either.
Nope.
55-26. Tigers inbound to Layton. Layton off the glass. Good. 57-26. Quickly ahead to the Zebras. Watson in the corner. Down to Jackson. The ball is loose. Jackson picks it up. Kicks it back out to Hadashell. Comes the free throw line. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rogers gets the rebound. Hands it off to Watson. Straight away three. No good for Watson. Rebound, Carter. Carter gives off to Layton. Layton will bring it across the timeline with a minute 15. Layton, back door to Boyer. Good.
And she can pass the ball.
59-26. Ball is tipped by Layton, picked up by Newell. Quickly ahead to Layton to Boyer. Up off the glass. Good. Well, they've got their average, 61.
Well, and if you don't think they were playing four quarters until Layton came back in, and then all of a sudden they kick it into gear.
61-26, 40 seconds remaining here in the contest. Rogers with it to Thomas. Swings it to the near side. Stolen by Sullivan. Sullivan to the hole, up and good. And Coach Layton wants a timeout just to get subs in. And Easter and York will check in, and sitting down will be Layton and Boyer. They did do senior night before tonight, and Boyer was one of those seniors, so she wanted to get her recognition coming out. 63-26, Zebras have it now across the timeline. Hadashell directing traffic. Hadashell to Thomas, to Rogers. Over the top to Jackson, too deep, and it goes off the back of the iron, and Tigers will pull down the rebound, and they'll just hold it. That's going to do it. The final tonight, 63-26, as the Tigers defeat the Zebras. Here at Northwestern High School, When we come back, we'll have the postgame show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins here on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag, Steel, and Simplicity dealer with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High, or excuse me, Northwestern High School. Rochester Zebras fall tonight to Northwestern 63-26 alongside now Zebra head coach Brian Jennings in the postgame show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Coach, unfortunately, not a real smooth start for the Zebras. Got into foul trouble early, put Tigers at the line early, and just really fell behind and couldn't catch back up.
Yeah, you know, it's we had a big long meeting Monday, talked about our foul situations, talked about our defensive situations. You know, we can't talk about it anymore. It's time to get back in the gym and actually try to get some results. You know, we said Northwestern is a team that's going to execute real well. They're going to play good defense, and they're not going to beat themselves. And this is what happens when you have a team that doesn't beat themselves and takes care of the basketball versus a team that doesn't take care of the basketball, doesn't play good team defense, and this is the score you're going to get.
Well, at one point, we had actually Northwestern for 20-plus turnovers, but I think the biggest difference was they took advantage of the Rochester turnovers where Rochester couldn't get advantage of the Northwestern turnovers.
Yeah, there was a few times in that first quarter I thought we got pretty good shots. We just didn't go get them to go in, and then as we kind of dug a hole, I think we lost a lot of confidence. So, you know, we just got to get some of that back and play a little harder and really got to work on the team defense. It is, you know, we told them tonight especially, if you're caught staring at the ball, you're going to get taken advantage of. And it wasn't just one or two players.
No.
It was everybody across the board. We just stare at the ball. So, you know, a lot of things to correct.
You know, the one thing, Justin, and I talked about, too, is when Lexi Thomas is on, when Caitlin Rogers is on, it seems like the Lady Zebras are on. When they're off, there's not that third person yet to step up and say, hey, I've got this.
Yeah, you know, we thought, you know, after game one, Kennedy would maybe give us that spark, you know, but just didn't quite have it tonight. But again, it's even on the offensive end with Kennedy, it's got to translate to the defensive end too.
Right.
You know, Millie was down there just guarding air at times, didn't have a body on anybody. They would shoot. And when you don't have a body on somebody on defense, they're going to get the offensive rebound. And that's sure what happened to me, sure what happened to us a lot tonight.
Well, you know, the other thing, like you said, that staring at the ball and that backdoor cut was wide open.
Yeah, and we told them it was coming multiple times. You know, whether it be, you know, in our man-to-man, we knew that, excuse me, that push down was coming. And then we knew when we went to a zone that they were going to throw that backdoor lob if our bottom person got caught looking at the ball. And they got them all night long.
Coach, what do you do now between now and Saturday?
We're going to play a lot of defense because, if you know, we kind of told them in practice, if we play D defense in practice, letter grade D, our offense only has to be a C-minus to beat it.
So unless our defense gets better in practice, our offense is not going to get better. So we are going to concentrate on defense. We're going to find five people that want to play some defense, and we're going to go with them.
Coach, we'll let you get the team together and get on the bus and head home, and we'll wish you the best of luck Saturday. We'll talk to you Saturday morning, Coach's Corner, and again Saturday afternoon.
All right, thank you very much.
Brian Jennings of the Rochester Zebras. Again, the post-game show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. We'll take another quick timeout. When we come back, Justin will have the final numbers for you here on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's Family Medicine and Women's Health Physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Kaufman, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Rochester Glass is proud to be celebrating 63 years as a family-owned business right here in Fulton County. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, window screens, window glass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location 1525 Main Street in Rochester.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester... Gosh, I did that early last break. Back here at Northwestern High School, the Rochester Zebras lose a tough one tonight, 63-26 to the Northwestern Tigers. Justin, you got final numbers here in the Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins postgame show.
Yeah, for Northwestern tonight, they were led by McKenna Layden with 27 points. Leah Carter had 16. Ellie Boyer had 12. Ashley Newell had 6. And Sullivan had 2. They had 22s, 5 threes. They were 8 of 13 from the foul line for their 63 points. They had 8 offensive rebounds, 17 defensive rebounds for 25 total rebounds tonight, and they had 22 turnovers. For your Lady Zebras, they were led tonight by Alexis Thomas with 8 and Emily Hughes with 8. Cammie Burkett with 4. Millie Scorzone with 4 and Kim Batten with 2. For the Lady Zebras, they had 8 two-point field goals, 1 three-point field goal, 7 of 16 from the foul line for their 26 points. They had 17 offensive rebounds, 14 defensive rebounds for 31 rebounds, and they had 26 turnovers. So when you look at those numbers tonight, Randy, you know, pretty even in the rebounds. We out-rebound them by 6. We cut down on our turnovers. We're averaging a little over 30 a game. We got 26 tonight. We caused 22. We couldn't make a basket.
Yeah.
We had 1 three-point field goal there in the first quarter, and after that we were 0 for the game. And, like you talked to Coach right there, he was upset about the defense. And I think when he goes back and looks at the – and they all go back and look at the film, the backdoor cuts, the not being in place, the kind of shifting and looking at the ball instead of looking where your man is what he's talking about. And that's effort and that's understanding, you know, what defense you're in and how to defend it. So, last two games, they've given up, 57 and 56. But well below the average of last year where they were giving up about 40 a ball game.
Tonight, again, the final 63-26 on the Rochester Glass scoreboard. That's going to do it from Northwestern High School. Again, final 63-26. Zebras lose a tough one here tonight. Our next broadcast will be Saturday afternoon as the Rochester Lady Zebras travel to Napanee, Indiana, take on the Northwood Panthers. You can join us for that game right here on Giant FM. At about 1:10, we'll have the pregame for you from Napanee. Again, the final, 63-26. Zebras lose a tough one tonight. We'll talk to you Saturday morning on Coach's Corner. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Bye.
Rochester Girls Basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester Girls Basketball is also brought to you by Fulton County Solid Waste District, Woodlawn Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, First Federal Savings Bank.
Back.
Back to the hits faster.
I listen all day. 92.1 WROI. Giant FM.